Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. There's a fascinating book called The Attention Merchants by Tim Wu that chronicles the origins of the advertising and the media industry as we know it. And it all began at the turn of the 20th century with a newspaper called the New York Sun that started selling newspapers for 1 cent per copy when their competition was selling at 5 or 6 cents per copy. And because they undercut the competition on price, they achieved massive reach really quickly, but they had to make up the revenue shortfall somehow. And they did that by selling advertising space. And that was really the first time that a media publication sold a share of the attention of their audience to a business for the sake of advertising. And then as the decades went on, radio became a big thing for advertisers. Television obviously became a huge opportunity for advertisers. And we started buying products that we didn't know we needed because some creative advertiser convinced us that we needed it. Good example of this, as a side note, is Listerine. It's one of the examples in the book. Listerine was, previous to being a mouthwash, was a floor cleaning agent, and it had a couple of other applications, but it never really took off in any way until some creative advertiser came up with the idea of Listerine as a mouthwash solution. And at the time, people didn't really care about how their breath smelled. It wasn't like a big thing. They weren't self-conscious about it, and they didn't really do a whole lot about it. But through creative advertising, they convinced the public that you should care about the way your breath smells, and you should use Listerine to help make it smell better. And then all of a sudden, Listerine becomes a thing. And now mouthwash is, you know, is commonplace and people use it all the time. Now, fast forward to today and the attention economy, attention merchants are alive and well, but now they look a little bit different because now it's Google, it's Facebook, it's LinkedIn, Snapchat, and so on. Now, I'm not going to rail against the establishment here. That's not my point. But I do think a little reality check is helpful from time to time. And there's one particular quote I wanted to share with you from the book that really hit me. Tim Wu says that we must reflect that when we reach the end of our days, our life experience will equal what we have paid attention to, whether by choice or default. We are at risk, without quite fully realizing it, of living lives that are less our own than we imagine. Okay, so what Tim is saying here is, look, ultimately, you are what you pay attention to. Over the course of your life, whatever you pay attention to, that's going to make up your experience. And the thing is, you're not really fully in control of what you pay attention to. You're being served things to pay attention to. You're being served messages to think about and to care about and to act on. And you're not in control of what messages you're being served. So we got to recognize that, look, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Google, they all make more money when we pay more attention to what's on their platforms. And obviously, Facebook's latest update is another step in that direction. And that's not surprising. They're a business. They have shareholders. They have to make money, right? So again, this is not to rail against Facebook. This is more to warn you and me that they don't necessarily have our best interests in mind. Right? The more time we spend on the platform, the more they can sell advertising to advertisers to profit from our attention. And look, the world's smartest psychologists no longer work at Harvard or Berkeley or Oxford. Okay, they work at Facebook. These guys know how your brain operates better than you ever will. And they've designed an experience that's extremely addictive. And we've all experienced this. You know, you go on Facebook or LinkedIn for a quick break. It's, you know, you think it's 5 minutes, it's 10 minutes. Just scroll through the feed, see what's going on. Before you know it, 30 minutes have gone by, 45 minutes have gone by, an hour has gone by, and you're not really sure what happened, right? It's just drip after drip after drip. And the brain is activated and it's, you know, it's gratifying, it's rewarding, and you're hooked. So my point here is the following. We need to be more mindful about the time that we spend on social media, because at the end of the day, they are very literally mining your attention and profiting from it. Like it's gold. They're mining your attention, and it is like gold, and they're profiting from it. I mean, just think about, let's say you owned a farm, okay? And you have a piece of land on that farm that's not particularly in use. And then your neighbor comes in and starts planting crops on that land and starts selling those crops for a profit. Are you going to let them just plant crops on your land and sell them for a profit without taking a cut? Of course not. It's your land. You own it. You control it. You want to profit from that resource, from that asset, as much as possible. Well, the same thing is happening with your attention. They're coming in, right? They're planting on your land, right? They're taking a share of your attention every time you're on their platforms. They're taking your attention, they're packaging it, and they're selling it to somebody else, and you're not getting a dime out of it. So what I want you to do is be much more deliberate about the way that you spend your attention, because you can profit from your attention far more than you would if you spend it on their platforms. I'm not saying quit Facebook, I'm not saying quit LinkedIn, I'm not saying any of that. Use those platforms to the extent that they help you further your goals. But guard your attention like it's land, right? Like it's your farmland, it's your asset, it's your most valuable resource, and you need to use it in a way that is best for you, not for somebody else. That's all for today. We'll talk tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.